This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today. From the Auto World Plaza, in the greasy garage studio, a guy with a wrench in one hand and a microphone in the other, here's Mark Evans.
Turn the air conditioner down. Put it on normal. I'm getting cold. Man, this air conditioner works good. We just charged it up with some 134 Freon, and that bad boy, I've almost got icicles coming out my nose. Hey, welcome, everybody. Good to have you along. This is Auto World. I'm Mark Evans, your host. Good to have you along. I'm very proud and honored to have you running, driving along and sitting shotgun with me each and every week here from the Greasy Garage Studio, sitting on a truck bench. Yes, truck bench seat. Because we're going to be talking this hour a little bit. I'm going to take you down the Auto World Radio truck history road about trucks. Why? Well, because you know what day it is, what weekend it is. Dads. All dads, I salute you. Thank you. Dad, thank you. My father passed away years ago and taught me a lot. And one thing that he did teach me was to be honest and treat people the way you want to be treated. That's the way it is. There's a lot more things there he taught me, and I, true to fact, I make sure that I still am abiding by his rules. It's just part of life, having fun, and telling people the truth, the facts, and that's what it's all about. It's easier to tell the truth than it is to tell a lie. That's right. So here on Auto World, I never lie. I tell you the truth on the air, off the air, behind the mic, in front of the mic, side of the mic, and off the mic. So, with that said, here, each and every week, Auto World comes to you wherever you might be sitting in your car, truck, maybe your favorite chair, your favorite couch, maybe on your bench seat in your she shed, ladies, or your man cave, guys. I'm very proud to have you put me there with you today here on Auto World, the second hour. Oh, yeah. Talking about Dad's Day, Father's Day, etc. Son crushes Dad's quarter mile record. I'm sure he crushed Dad's heart, too. Well, we're going to be talking a little bit about that and what kind of car he did that in, what kind of horsepower that boy was driving, and how old his son was when he climbed into the cockpit of this bad boy to beat Dad on the drag strip, of course. It's kind of neat to see that father-son on the drag strip, of course, and always on the racetrack. We like to bring you auto racing news, of course, all the time here at Auto World, and I also here this second hour of Auto World. I asked you the first hour, what automotive part changed your life? We're going to talk a little about this because this part did change your life. It really, really did. And it has something to do with maybe that Phil that emailed us from Corpus Christi the first hour. Yeah, something with that key maybe, huh? Well, this automotive part changed your life. We're going to dig right into there and go to the belly of the beast and find out what that's all about. Oh, yeah. And very interesting. We've got also from one of our charter members, Trey in Southern Illinois. Thank you, Trey. I wanted to say that live. Of course, you sent us some information here and said, Mark, your listeners might want to know something about this. And Trey from Southern Illinois, listening on GCNlive.com, mentioned that, and he sent this to me. So and he says, I got a chance to see one of those automobiles before it went back into the museum. With that said, let's share this with everyone. Thank you again, Trey. The 2021 Great Race Route, folks, the Great Race. Yes, the Hemmings Motor News Great Race. It's been going on for many years. San Antonio, Texas to Greenville, South Carolina. They started yesterday, and they run all the way through with the vintage automobiles, all original. Just like Trey said, a lot of these are museum pieces. Museum pieces. They pull them out, they get them running, they get them ready, they get them rolling, and they race. And I'm going to be contacting a gentleman and see if we can't get Jeff on the air live here at Auto World for a great interview while the race is going on. Now, won't that be fun? We'll get him lined up and get him behind the microphone. It starts actually here at San Antonio, Texas, for our great listeners there on stations there, affiliates. And it ends up, and we're going to be letting him, and we're going to be going through Texas and Oklahoma, Missouri, of course, and Kentucky, and, quite a few states. Virginia, North Carolina. They're going to end up, I'm not going to spill the beans there. We'll let Jeff talk about that. So the great race, folks, if you get a chance, they come through your area, just go ahead and do it. Google. Go to greatrace.com. You can take a look to see where they're headed and what road they're headed down. You might get a chance to, like Trey did, to be able to go in and park and walk in and take a look at that automobile before the guys. They get all dressed up with the old goggles and hats and all, leather hats. And, you know, back in the day, in those days of the older cars, it wasn't the accessories that you purchased for your automobile. Like we all do, we lift our trucks, don't we? Put running boards on our trucks, the nerve bars, the brush guards, the sun visors out front, the bug shields. I mean, I could go on and on and on. Well, back in that day, they actually put the accessories on their body. And that great race shows that. Absolutely. Haggerty Drivers Club is one of the sponsors of the great race. Right here in Auto World, I always want to hear from you and the way to do that. And share your stories of your great race in your auto world each and every week. You can call us live right now at 855-660-4261. Or my email's live and fresh every day, every hour, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. I want to hear your auto world stories. And maybe if you got a problem or whatever, let's go for it. With that said, let's go to New Mexico and talk to Frank, one of our great charter members. Hi, Frank. Welcome.
Hi, Mark. Great show as always.
Hey, thank you.
A quick question for you. I was wondering what the book calls for as far as shop time for changing out the cabin air filter on a 2013 Nissan Sentra. Is that like a half hour usually or what?
Well, that cabin filter, you're not getting the air you need?
Well, it was just dirty. It had never been changed, and I decided, well, I'm going to do it, so I did it, but
sure.
It probably took me twice as long as a shop would do.
What year is it again, Frank?
2013 Nissan Sentra.
Okay, you know, I'm actually...
The box and take off the little hatch and yada yada.
Oh, yeah. Was it pretty tough to do for you? I mean...
Yeah, it was the first one I ever did, and I'm not that... bendable anymore, so I have a little bit of a sore back going, but I got it done, and I'm just wondering, did I save myself a half hour of shop time, or what do you think?
You're right. I'm looking at actually flat rate right now, Frank. This is good. This is live. That's why I was asking you the year and the model and all, and it looks like flat rate on that is 0.6. So 1.0 would be an hour, and 0.6, of course, is just a little bit over half hour.
Yeah.
So that's, you did good. You did good. And that's the thing, though, you know, I can use this too, Frank, to kind of explain to our listeners what flat rate is. I'm looking at a flat rate guide right now, and that flat rate guide, we enter the make and model in on each and every job that we do and or before we do it so we can give you the estimate. And so a good mechanic... Frank, you did good. You said it took you about half hour to get it in and out of there total?
Oh, no, it took me an hour.
An hour. Okay.
Yeah,
well, see, you lot.
I've never done one, and I'm not very agile, and
sure.
I was all bent up under there. And anyway, I got it done.
And you were probably scratching your head. You knew kind of where it was at, right? Over by the glove box.
Yeah, I looked on YouTube, and of course, the model they demonstrated on YouTube was a lot easier to do it than on this particular one. So I knew basically what to do, but I just had trouble squeezing in there and getting everything loose. And, you know, first one I'd ever done.
Well, yeah, and then you don't know how does the glove box door tip down? Or did you have to get the glove box door completely out of the way?
The whole glove box out.
Yeah.
Three screws on the bottom and three screws inside and close it up and pull it out and disconnect the glove box light and then... pry that little hatch off the compartment and pull out the filter and then go backwards from there.
Yep. And did share with me how dirty the cabin filter was. When we come back, can you hold on for a minute, Frank?
Sure, no problem.
I appreciate it. I want to talk to you a little bit about the cabin filters and why we have them. We're going to take a little short break. right here for Auto World. Grab yourself a Kit Kat. We're going to go back and talk to Frank in New Mexico. I'm Mark Evans.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Kitty bang bang, kitty kitty bang bang, kitty bang bang, kitty kitty bang bang, kitty bang bang, kitty kitty bang bang. Oh, you pretty kitty bang bang, kitty kitty bang bang, we love you. And in kitty kitty bang bang, kitty kitty bang bang, what we'll do near, far, in a motor car, oh, what a happy time we'll spend.
Bang bang. bang, bang, chitty, chitty, bang, bang. Our fine poor Fender friend. Bang, bang, chitty, chitty, bang, bang. Our fine poor Fender friend. Chitty, bang, bang, chitty, chitty, bang, bang. Chitty, bang, bang, chitty, chitty, bang, bang. Chitty, bang, bang, chitty, chitty, bang, bang. Oh, you pretty chitty, bang, bang, chitty, chitty, bang, bang.
Bang machine. Boy, I bet that's worth a couple bucks. That chitty chitty bang bang. Good to have you along, folks. I'm Mark Evans, your host. You're listening to Auto World. Let's go back. Frank's been very patiently waiting there in New Mexico. Thank you again, Frank, for staying on hold.
No problem.
I'm going to have to long distance you a Long Island iced tea. Do you have sun tea there? You drink a sun tea at your New Mexico ranch?
Yeah, got a fresh batch back in. It's lots of sun and 100 degrees, so it brewed up real good.
It's good. Yeah, I grew up with that. I love it. I love it. Well, we were talking, you replaced your own cabin air filter, and you did take the glove box out, of course, and take out that plastic panel, and it had screws on there, or did you have to cut that panel out on that plastic box?
No, there was a little latch, and you just undid that and kind of pried it out, and there was the filter, and it was a mess. It had never been changed, and I was surprised that they had never even suggested that at the dealership when it was in for periodic maintenance. But yeah, it had never been changed. It was 2013, and it was a mess.
That's a lot of years, a lot of dirt on there, huh?
Yeah, no kidding.
So you've got airflow now coming through.
Well, it's got to be better, I figure. Yeah, anyway,
absolutely.
To Napa, you know, they had like a inexpensive one, like for $9, but I got the Napa Gold Super Premium one. It was $22.34. I figure that's probably what the dealer would have charged me for a good one. So anyway, it's done.
Yeah, and you did good. That's what I was going to ask you, what brand or how much money you spent, because you did, that the expensive brand or expensive price that you paid would be a better part for you. And one thing you don't really want to do is go back in and do it again for how many years, as far as you can get, huh?
Should they do it in a couple of years or...
Well, it depends on how much you're, you know, driving the car, of course, commuting, but the cabin air filter, so for all the folks that really know where we're talking, is that's the all entire air and the ventilation system of the air coming in the winter, heat, defrost, and air conditioning. So you're actually the better, the more money you spend, Frank, like you did. Congratulations. I tip my hat and salute you because the cabin filters are based upon the filtration system, and they base them, and I'm getting pretty technical here, but I'm talking numbers. You can buy and spend literally, like you said, $8-$9 for a cabin air filter, but truthfully, it lets all the air go through along with all the pollutants. All of it. So if we're in a high pollen area, like we are here in Boise, Frank, I'm now, you know, older, of course, and I'm oh, my gosh, the allergies just kill us. And, of course, when we turn our air conditioning on our car full blast and put it on max, we're sucking all those trees, grass, pollutants, all that in the air into our car.
Yeah, and a pollen forest here in the river bottom, river valley.
Yeah.
Anyway, Nissan dealership, I think their rate is $110 an hour, so I figure I saved about $60 in labor.
Yes, you did good. You did good. And flat rate, of course, as you know, that it says 0.6. Well, the technician, they can only charge you 0.6, but like you just said, $110 an hour, they're going to go, 1 hour is $110, so he's going to charge you a little over half hour. So what I got to ask now, what are you going to do with that money you saved?
Oh, I have no idea. It'll just stay in the bank account, you know.
Well, now, wait a minute, Frank. Didn't you tell me at one point you had a Chevy Chevelle?
Yes, I do. 66.
See? Oh, yeah. Aren't we going to put that $50 in that Chevy Chevelle and get that running? Yes.
Yeah, I guess I
Nod your head, yes.
Put it towards that project, yeah.
Yeah. Another 50 over there, and then before we know it, that Chevy Chevelle will be on the road. And now that Chevelle doesn't have a cabin filter, though.
No.
No. Did you happen to vacuum out that box while you had that cabin filter?
I did.
Oh, Frank, you're my...
There was still stuff in there that I couldn't see or reach in with my hand, so I got the vacuum wand with the extension and just sucked everything out of there that would come out.
You're hired, Frank. Can I have you get to Boise part-time? Truthfully, now that's something that I'm not being the rat here on the, you know, the rat, but truthfully, a lot of technicians in shops do not vacuum that. They forget it. They just pull the filter out, put a filter in, and keep going. And you still, you know, you got leaves down in there and pine needles or whatever, whatever. You know, back east we've got, you know, lots of trees. Everybody back there's got the old, oh yeah, those big oak trees. So, you know, all that stuff gets soaked in there and sucked in there and all that. And they just don't vacuum it out. You will not believe how many grasshoppers, and they're huge, that I have sucked out of that cabin air filter area.
Yeah, well, I've got pine trees and cypress trees and cottonwood trees that shed cotton, and yeah, it's a pollen forest here where I live.
Oh, it is. Well, congratulations. Now, are you going to do the other? Now, let's see, your Buick doesn't have a cabin air filter.
No, that Nissan's the only one, yeah. And,
what?
And I'm just not as agile as I was when I was 20, 30, 40, 50, or 60, and I'm halfway through my 70s, and I'm feeling a little bit in my back right now.
Yeah. Well, you know how you remedy the back after doing a cabin air filter? Well, this is what I do anyway. You do have a trampoline in the backyard that you bounce on, right?
No.
Yeah, that limbers us up, Frank. It's a trampoline. Let's call that the Auto World tip this week. Get a trampoline for the backyard to get the back limbered up.
Well, there are trampoline parks around here, so I guess I could go visit that. But I found that a hot shower just...
Yeah.
A lot of relief, yeah.
Yeah. Is your air conditioning working good, too, on the
car? Oh, yeah. It works super
good.
But, yeah, I figured it was time, so I'm glad I got it done. I wouldn't want to do it every day, so I don't think I could hire out to you.
No, that's... And you're right, too, on the age. I'm the same way on certain jobs anymore, on customers' cars. I just can't do it because of the body. I spend most of that money that I might make on doing that job right over there to the doctor called a chiropractor. So,
I'd be able to lay across the front seat there, but I forgot there's that big handbrake there in the console, and that didn't work too good.
No. So you were upside down with your feet looking out the back window, probably.
I was in all kinds of weird positions, yeah.
Okay, now I got to ask.
With the flat rate book set up.
Yeah.
Time.
Yeah. I'm glad you called and asked that, and that kind of gives everybody an idea, too, for their cars. And you, again, Frank, you as a charter member, you reminded everybody about what? Cabin air filters. And I had one the other day come in on a Honda Odyssey, and they literally, the customer friend, said to me, I don't think my air conditioner is working correctly. I think I need a new air conditioning system. And that compressor, Mark, you know, that pumps the Freon. I said, yeah. They needed a cabin air filter, Frank. It was plugged up. So thanks again, Frank. Appreciate
you
joining me here this week. Always a pleasure, Frank, to have you along from New Mexico. You bet. Talk to you soon. Thank you. That's how you do it, folks. AutoWorldRadio at yahoo.com or 855-660-4261. We'll be right back after some secret sauce from our sponsors.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Jeremy Scott.
The southwestern United States continues to cook this weekend with excessive heat in several states, including Arizona and Nevada. Phoenix at 115 on Saturday, Las Vegas 111, just shy of records. Phoenix setting a record of 6 consecutive days of at least 115 degrees. Fire officials blame extreme heat for the spread of a wildfire that spread to nearly 27 square miles between Phoenix and Flagstaff. Excessive heat warnings remain in effect until late this evening, including in the California and Utah deserts. At least 12 people are dead from storms in the southeastern United States. 10 people, including 9 children, are dead after 2 vehicles crashed after likely hydroplaning on drenched roads in Alabama. 2 others were killed when they were hit by a tree. 20 people were rescued from a sinking boat. Claudette has since been downgraded to a tropical depression. This is USA Radio News.
If your loved one has passed away due to COVID-19, pay close attention to this message. You could be entitled to a death benefit of over $300,000. The U.S. government has set up a fund to pay families relief if they've lost a loved one due to COVID-19. We know this is a hard time for you, and this fund has been set up by the federal government to help ease your pain. The compensation includes a death benefit and lost wages benefit. Time is limited, so we urge you to make a free phone call right now. There's no cost to you for this claim. All legal fees are only covered once you receive your money. So if you've lost a loved one due to COVID-19, call the legal helpline right now to find out if you qualify for a cash award. Here's our number. 800-923-9018. 800-923-9018. 800-923-9018. That's 800-923-9018. Paid for by the IPG Law Group.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Like the color of your car. Yeah, what color do you have on your car? What color do you have on your truck? Welcome back to Auto World from the Greasy Garage Studio in the Auto World Plaza. I'm Mark Evans, your host, sitting on the truck bench seat. It's time to get to that truck. Oh, yeah, the truck history. Well, before we do that, though, you can go over to my Facebook page, Mark Evans, take a look. I'm sitting behind the microphone. You can friend me, and I'll friend you, and we'll be friends. And you can take a look at the photo I put there, along with my Instagram account, Auto World Media, and also over there to Auto World Radio Facebook. I put a photo up there of, I'll spill the beans now, it is an old truck. Gentleman driving it, yeah. You know, it's an old Ford, and they have loaded that bad boy up full of goodies. I did that photo there. We put that on there. The crew did to show all of us what trucks used to look like and how did we use them. Well, you can see in the photo how we use them. They packed them up to the point of no return. And today, well, Volkswagen, like I stated in the comment there, is it real? Is it the brand that I think it is? As you'll see in the photo there, it's a four-door Volkswagen truck. What? Yeah. Oh, yeah. No small Volkswagen truck coming, though. It's not real. That photo's there. They debuted it, but not debuted it as in you're going to be able to buy it at a dealership. They snuck photos out on us, folks. Yes. They must be in the road, coming down the road, maybe trying to compete with, you know who, Ram, Ford, Chevy, Toyota Tundra. Huh? Yeah, third hour, we're going to be talking a little bit more about that brand new generation of Tundra coming your way. But right now, the Volkswagen four-door pickup, nope, it's not going to happen. Nope, they're not going to do it. See, they did back in 2018. They did have a little teaser on us. They had a Tan Oak concept Volkswagen truck in 2018. Didn't quite make it, though. See, the thing is, you get right down to it. No Volkswagen truck right now, period. Okay? So, with that said, the Volkswagens, do they have the capability in the engine to pull your skin right off of your camp trailer? I think they do. Because you know who they own. They own some big-time car companies. Oh, yeah, Volkswagen has. And they do have the power to pull the skin right off that camp trailer or that horse trailer or pull those horses up that hill. But they had to figure out how to put it in a four-door pickup truck. And they want to compete with, you know, the other competitors for the Ram, the Dodge, of course, and Toyota, Nissan, etc. But no Volkswagen trucks coming our way here anytime soon by any means, but they're knocking at the door. It's a pretty neat-looking little truck. They're talking about, you know, of course, as you know, Volkswagen was still trying to rebuild after the Dieselgate. You know, the Dieselgate, the news that they had, the German brand continued to play with the computer chip and back in the Dieselgate days. Well, they've fixed all that, and they're still fixing it, and they're trying to figure out if they should put a diesel engine in a truck, and I think they'll figure it out. I really do. But eventually, you'll be able to maybe see a Volkswagen pickup truck. Well, let's go down now the truck road, the Auto World Radio truck road. Be very hard to argue that any type of vehicle would be American if it wasn't a pickup truck, folks. You know, all of us have had a truck here or there and might still have a truck. Well, let's go down the line about 26 of these trucks. Let's start way back when. The first pickup truck was a 1925 Model T Roadster, and that is the photo that I put up on the Instagram Facebook accounts, Auto World Radio Facebook and Mark Evans Facebook. Henry Ford gets the credit for both the first factory-built pickup truck and for coining the term pickup. The 1925 Model T Roadster with a pickup body, of course, was created when Ford saw an opportunity to cash in on the fact that many farmers were either modifying the famously simple and rugged Model T automobiles for work on the fields. So 1912, Model T was a cargo box, of course, on his own farm, Henry did, and he said, oh my gosh, we got to get a coach builder to build these for us, and he did. The Ford dealers alike had been offering pickup bodies for years before the factory got on the bandwagon. The factory took off, and as you know, the rest is history. Ford sold somewhere around 135,000 Model T pickups back in the day, 1928. Well, then came 1946, of course, a little bit newer. The four-wheel drive came to be in what brand? The Dodge Power Wagon. Oh, yeah, Marmon Harrington began converting Ford pickup trucks to four-wheel drive back in 1935. But the first production four-wheel drive pickup was the 1946 Dodge Power Wagon. And it stated it right on the side, Power Wagon. Oh, yeah. Power Wagon, of course, was a product of the war effort. The Power Wagon was essential, a one-ton four-wheel drive military truck with civilian sheet metal. Domestic sales continued until 1968 with only minor changes. The Willys Overland Jeep pickup truck arrived just after the Dodge in 1947. Well, let's get on now to the Volkswagen. What? Well, yeah, let's go now to 1952. Forward-controlled pickups. Volkswagen Transporter. You might even have one of these. They're very collectible today. It's called a Transporter by Volkswagen. Forward control or flat-nosed. Pickups offer the utility and bed length of a conventional design, but the shorter overall length for greater maneuverability throughout the roads, often based on vans. These trucks were populated and peaked in the 1960s when buyers could choose among several manufacturers. First up was the 1952 Volkswagen Transporter. It had a whole 1.1-liter engine and a whooping, woohoo, 25 horsepower. You know what they look like. It almost looks like a cab forward type of truck, but it was a Volkswagen. Oh, yeah. And it was the very first forward control pickup. So back to that picture that I put on my Instagram and my Facebook accounts. Volkswagen's knocking on the door, bringing it back. They might be doing it. Then, well, let's go on down. Oh, yeah. You remember it back in 1961, the Chevrolet Corvair pickup. Forward controlled pickup again. worth a ton of money back in 1961 is when they brought that to us with the sides that actually folded down and you could climb out of the pickup box coming off the side with your wheelbarrow. 1961 Chevrolet Corvair pickup. Uh-oh. Then Ford knocked on the door in 1964 with the Ford control pickup, the 64 Ford Econoline with the cab up front. Of course, remember that, the six cylinders right there to the right as you're driving it, burning your right leg, your go pedal leg, we call it. Flat nose pickup based on an A100 van chassis. Ford used the van chassis they already had out. Now let's step up and go to 1955. Smooth sided cargo bed, the Chevrolet Camo Carrier, they called it. Chevrolet brought that to us. Oh, yeah. Then, the car-based pickups, 1957 Ford Ranchero. Remember those? Oh, yeah, those are worth a ton of money, of course. Well, that was more like people said, oh, I don't want a rough ride as a pickup truck. We want a car-like feel and a truck that drives like a car. So, Ford did it. In 1957, the Ford Ranchero. Based on a two-door Ford station wagon, the 57 Ford Ranchero combined car-like styling, comfort, and handling with some of the utility of a pickup truck. Most of the wagon's features and options were available, including 352 cubic inch V8 with almost 22,000 of those sold in its first year of production, folks. The Ranchero. Do you have one? Well, then, you know what come next. Ford got that, but then Chevrolet says, oh no, we're going to be doing the Chevrolet, you know what it's called, it's a Camino. Oh, yeah. Yep, the Chevrolet El Camino. It was a car-like pickup type car, truck. What do you call it, car truck? Well, it's amazing how trucks have changed in a lot of different ways. A lot of ways. We come back from a short break. I'm going to take you down more of the Auto World Radio Truck History Road. Good to have you along. I'm Mark Evans. Some more results, also, of the Barrett Jackson in Las Vegas. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Diesel on the highway. The smell of this 1975 Chevrolet bench seat I'm sitting on. That's what I'm talking about right here in the Greasy Garage Studio. Welcome into the Greasy Garage Studio, live, of course, out of Boise, Idaho. I'm your host, Mark Evans. It's a pleasure to have you join me, folks. Second hour here of Auto World. Each and every week, there's 3 hours, and sometimes you might even get a replay, meaning that you might be able to hear the show again on a different day, different time, and you're in the radio station that's taking our show. The great affiliates that we have are taking the show delayed sometimes, of course, and they are. And that means you might be listening to me on your lunch break. Good to have you along. Don't eat that bologna sandwich all at once. Slow up. Anyway, I just wanted to verify and let you know that my email address, so you know that when you do call the 855-660-4261 number and not get an answer, that means you're on a delayed station. Please get a hold of me through my email at all times. I can help you out. Love to hear your stories. AutoWorldRadio@yahoo.com. Do accept Facebook Messenger. Of course, that's on all the time, too. Message me on Facebook, and let's get this bad boy, well, fixed. That's what it's all about. Make sure you're going down the road of life with a nice, cold air conditioning. Well, it's time now to do a little bit of little news here. We got some auction results in the Barrett-Jackson Classic Car Auction that was in Las Vegas. And hopefully you've had a chance in your life to get over to Las Wages and lose some wages. Anyway, hey, a lot of great cars have sold across the block. Here's one. Oh, yeah, like Frank's got one in New Mexico there. A 1966 Chevrolet Chevelle 427 on the side. You know what that means. Oh, yeah, it's an SS Super Sport with a 427 cubic inch engine, two-door hardtop. Oh, it sold. It sold for $145,000. Here's a 68 Chevy Camaro. No cabin filter in that car. Nope. gray outside, little red on the inside. That sold for $160,000. Oh, look at this. Must be Frank's weekend, because I know Frank, he's got a, in New Mexico, one of our charter members, he's got a Buick Grand National. And look at there. Here's a 1987 Buick Grand National, and they also had a 1987 Buick GNX. They almost look the same, a little bit of difference there, but not a lot. A 87 Buick GNX and a Buick Grand National, both 1987s. But here's one thing that I wanted to highlight. I don't have the sale price on those two cars because they didn't sell, I don't believe. But the miles. Can you imagine seeing a 1987 Buick Grand National with only 27 miles on the odometer? That's the truth. And the 87 Buick GNX, it only had 10 miles on it. Now, I wonder what the reserve was. Woo! The reserve price, who knows? I don't know. But we're here on a special day, of course, special weekend, Dad's Day and Father's Day and all. Did you know? Oh, this is a segment we like to do on Auto World. Did you know? Mother's Day was established in 1914. That's right. Mother's Day was established in 1914. Back in that day. It took another 58 years for Father's Day to come around, folks. Who did it? Who helped get Father's Day here? Richard Nixon. That's right. He officially signed it. Signed the old paper in front of him, of course. Richard Nixon. Back in 1972, saying now that today is, it will be Father's Day. And since, the, you know, everything else from that point is history, of course, dads went out and bought trucks. Oh, yeah. We're going to be talking a little bit more on the third hour about trucks. We're going to take you down the Auto World Truck Radio Road. A little history, of course, as I've been going on through there. You know, we had the, well, back in the day, the Model T truck turned into the car turned into the truck, and then you had the cab forward trucks, and then you have the El Caminos and the, oh my gosh, the Rancheros. Well, we're going to take you into the crew cabs. We're going to go down that road even farther. Got 26, just giving a little touch and a taste of what's, you know, been out there into the truck word of into each and every one of your lives. Absolutely. A little trivia for you right now. I was talking a little bit earlier the first hour about a gentleman that had a key problem, an email. He had a key problem. Well, in 1949, folks, starting a car with a key instead of the old method using a push button is pioneered by who? Chrysler. 1949, starting a car with a key instead of an old method of push button. Chrysler did that. Well, today, it's coming, like they say, history repeats itself. All your new cars, a lot of you out there listening right now here to Auto World, you do have a push button, don't you? You have a key fob in your pocket. Some of you don't even have that. You just have a chip in your arm. No, I'm just kidding there. Anyway, you have a key fob. And as long as that key fob is what? How many feet away? Have you had fun playing with that key fob? Left the key fob in your house, walked out to your truck or your car, and pushed the button. Of course, you always had to put the brake on in order for it to start. But do that. Let's see how far that key fob can be away from that computer chip that's in your car before you can push the button and start it. I'm not getting too many calls on the hard key thing anymore with a key, you know, to start your car, hard to turn and all that. But I am getting a lot of calls and here at the Greasy Garage about my push button doesn't start my car anymore. So you got to learn how to do it. That's what it's about. You got to learn how to not only fix the key stuff, but now I'm learning, of course, have been, of course, into the push button starts. So first and foremost, Auto World tip for you. If your car or truck is, no matter what time of year it is, some of you have problems starting your car in the winter. A lot of you might have a problem starting the car in the summertime. And yes, the heat is worse on your battery, the heat is, than in the wintertime, believe it or not. It boils them to death. But the first and foremost thing, I had a car the other day in the shop here that wouldn't start. Funny things were happening when they actually did turn the key. The gauges would go up and then down, so there was some kind of a power there. But it was doing real oddball things, meaning sometimes the lights would come on, sometimes the lights wouldn't come on, but it would not start. That was why they called the Greasy Garage here and talked to Mark. I am that guy. And I said, okay, let's just check one thing on the telephone here. So I did a little talk radio with him over the phone. What that was, I said, please check the ground at the battery to make sure the battery ground was tight at the battery. Come to find out, the battery ground was not tight, causing all that grief, not letting it start.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, we got some time. Let's get to the email bag. To the left of me. Oh, yeah. Oh, teletype's going off. There it is. Woo! Man, news just came in on the teletype here. There it is. Oh, this is some interesting news. 63% of yous out there, all of you, are planning to go away on vacation this summer. 63% of you going away on vacation. 34% of you said no to vacation. Now, wait a minute. Let's see. 63% of you are saying you're going on vacation, but 34% are saying no. Where's the other 3%? Oh, you haven't made your mind up. Okay. Well, if you're going on vacation, let's make sure that car and truck is running good. Okay? Let's do it. Okay, I got an email here. Teletype, you never know when that's going to go off. We got a little time left. Let's get into the email bag and get another email out here. Okay, here it is. Email, Mark, summertime is here. Hope you're staying cool this summer. Yes, I am, and thank you. Summer means weed whacker time, and that is what I need your help on. Having a hard time starting it. My weed whacker, I bought it new at Sears about 4 years ago. It's a Craftsman. Cleaned the air filter, put a new spark plug in, and it still is a booger to start. Any tips you can share with me on how to get it started? Ray, thanks for your favorite, he says, your favorite listener, Ray, in Orangeburg, South Carolina. Woo, let's do a shout-out to our great affiliate. Shout-out to our great affiliate there in South Carolina, which is WQXL AM 1480. Columbia, West Columbia. There's our horn. Oh, yeah. Columbia, West Columbia, Orangeburg, South Carolina. Good to have you folks along. Absolutely. We're going to answer that email question. Ray, just stay on there on the email side. We're running out of time on the second hour, but we're going to get find out how come his weed whacker's not running. We'll get it running on the third hour here in Auto World. Everybody, again, drive safe, motor on, make sure your weed whacker's whacking the weeds. We'll be right back on the third hour. Thanks for joining me.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.